Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 14th of November 2025. European markets opened under pressure this morning, with all the major indices firmly in the red after a weak handover from Asia Pac. Tech stocks remained the main drag globally, weighed down by valuation concerns and renewed anxiety around the US-China AI dynamic, which kept sentiment cautious across regions and set a softer tone for the session. US equity futures are also pointing lower in early pre-market trade, with tech again underperforming as traders reassessed stretched multiples and waited for comments from a slate of Fed speakers later in the day. Meanwhile, UK politics injected an additional layer of volatility into European trade. Reports that Chancellor Reeves has scrapped plans for an income tax rate hike raised fresh concerns around fiscal credibility heading into the November 26th budget. That headline helped push the FTSE 100 toward the bottom of the regional leaderboard and contributed to a choppy opening for UK assets. In the FX space, the dollar index is little changed, holding narrow between 99.11 to 99.40 range after a quiet overnight session. The euro is easing slightly but remains comfortably above recent lows, while cable is the currency to watch as the back and forth on UK fiscal plans triggered sharp intraday moves. The pound initially weakened as gilts sold off before reversing when reports suggested the decision to drop the tax hike was supported by improved UK growth and wage forecasts. Dollar-yen trades in a tight range as markets showed growing scepticism over Tokyo's ability to support the yen through intervention alone, especially after a series of pointed comments from Beijing added to geopolitical tension in the region. Antipodean currencies diverged with Kiwi outperforming after the RBNZ confirmed plans to ease mortgage loan-to-value restrictions, while Aussie dollar struggles to hold gains above its key moving averages. In fixed income, gilts had a particularly volatile morning. The benchmark swung sharply from 93.37 to 92.7 after headlines around the UK tax plan raised concerns about fiscal discipline, with yields briefly spiking before easing back as more supportive details emerged. Treasuries are slightly softer in early European hours as markets looked ahead to the resumption of delayed US economic data releases following the government reopening. German debts are underperforming marginally after confirmation that Germany's 2026 budget will involve higher net new borrowing than previously forecast, adding modest upward pressure to bund yields. Commodities were more event-driven. Oil prices are pushed higher following reports of a Ukrainian drone strike on a Russian Black Sea oil depot and later gained another leg after an incident off the coast of the UAE, involving a tanker being redirected toward Iranian waters near the Strait of Hormuz. Precious metals traded mixed, with gold consolidating within a 4,159 to 4,211 per ounce range after recent central bank commentary dampened expectations for deeper rate cuts. Base metals are softer amid the broader risk-off tone, with copper slipping as caution lingered around the global demand outlook. Crypto markets remain relatively subdued, with Bitcoin stuck below the 100,000 mark and trading quietly around the 97,000 area. Geopolitically, the tone remained tense. Beyond the tanker incident near the Strait of Hormuz, Russia-Ukraine developments drove further headlines as Kyiv activated air defences in response to what was described as a large-scale Russian attack. The US also reported monitoring a Russian military vessel operating unusually close to US territorial waters near Hawaii. Separately, US officials briefed President Trump on updated military options regarding Venezuela, while Washington simultaneously unveiled new initiatives aimed at countering narco-terrorist activity in the Western Hemisphere. In Asia, Beijing issued sharp warnings to Tokyo following comments from Japan's Prime Minister about Taiwan's strategic importance, adding to an already strained regional backdrop. And finally, on the trade front, the US continued an active week of tariff and investment diplomacy. Plans for tariff exemptions aimed at reducing food prices were reported. Progress with Switzerland was described as very positive. And a sweeping investment package with South Korea was confirmed, including significant commitments across shipbuilding, AI, and nuclear-related industries. Looking ahead, highlights include ECB's Sipilonen Lane, Fed's Bostic, Schmid and Logan. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.